Well, this is The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, and also with Dr. Catani. First up, let's take a look at some of this week's biggest breakthroughs, and I think this one qualifies Cat as certainly being meteoric.
Absolutely. Yes, this is about the origins of life on Earth, which is a hotly debated topic among scientists. Now, one theory suggests that even if whole organisms didn't come to Earth carried by meteorites, then maybe meteorites brought some of the building blocks to make amino acids. These are the chemicals that make up proteins. Now, tests on a meteorite with the catchy name of CR2 Grave Nunatax 95229 provides more evidence that meteorites might have brought these building blocks to Earth, kick-starting the chain of events that led to the evolution of life here.
So what is this meteorite and why is this particular one so special?
Well, this is a type of meteorite called a carbonaceous chondrite, and these are meteorites that contain a range of organic matter, including amino acids. Now, because of this, some scientists think that they might have seeded life using these chemicals when they fell from space, providing the primitive building blocks for the formation of DNA and proteins, which ultimately led to life as we know it. But studies of similar meteorites haven't actually come up with solid evidence for this, because the chemicals are a real mix of all sorts of things, most of which aren't really these fundamental building blocks that could be used to create the molecules of life. Now, this Grave meteorite spun off from an asteroid and landed in Antarctica back in 1995. And researchers led by Sandra Pizzarello and her colleagues in the US analysed the chemical makeup of the meteorite using high-pressure water and a temperature of 300 degrees centigrade. And those are conditions designed to both mimic the asteroid where the meteorite was made and the conditions on the early Earth.
And what happened?
Well, they've published their results in the journal PNAS this week, and they discovered that their asteroid actually contains a surprisingly high amount of ammonia. This is a chemical precursor to amino acids, and the levels were much higher than you might expect on Earth at the time.
Why is that important?
Well, given the chemical makeup of similar meteorites and the fact that most of them only contain compounds built up of rings of carbon atoms, sort of hydrocarbons, this is quite unusual and it's the first find of its kind. And further analysis showed that the ammonia in the meteorite could have only come from the original asteroid where the meteorite was born, and it suggests that there was actually a lot of ammonia around in that environment.
But what does this actually tell us about spawning life on Earth? How does it link to that?
Well, nitrogen, which is a key part of ammonia, is the fourth most common reactive element in the whole universe. And here on Earth, it's a vital component of proteins as well as DNA and RNA, the genetic information within living cells, and it is completely indispensable for life. Now, ammonia plays a key role in many chemical reactions, including the reactions that created these molecules of life. But from what we know of the conditions on the early Earth, it's been really hard for scientists to figure out how this might actually have worked. For a start, the evidence suggests that the early Earth's atmosphere just didn't have a lot of ammonia in it. And we do know that sunlight can break down ammonia, which would have been a big problem. But the discovery that meteorites can actually contain relatively large amounts of free ammonia suggests an alternative route for this chemical to turn up and get involved in the chemical action that might have led to the generation of these molecular building blocks of life all those millions of years ago. And it does add weight to the idea that at least some of the molecules that kick-started life on Earth may have come from space.
So it basically injects the right sort of chemistry in the right place at the right time, and this is what then enables life to capitalise on that nitrogen source and start using it.
Exactly. It's providing free ammonia in the right form, in the right time, in the right place.
Thank you very much, Kat.